On Friday, a return of the Bison Celebration is scheduled for 11 a.m. at the Pinnacles Overlook in Badlands National Park. The public ceremony marks the expansion of the park's bison range. Yesterday, In the Moment, producer Steve Zwemke visited with Blaine Kortemeyer, Chief of Resource Education at Badlands National Park, to learn more.
Badlands National Park is opening an additional section of range in the north unit of Badlands to bison grazing. It amounts to about 35% more grazing land in the north unit. So currently we are at 57,000 acres, and we are increasing it to 80,000 acres to allow visitors to enjoy more opportunities to view bison in their native habitat. So the celebration commences at 11 o'clock on this coming Friday, so that would be the 11th. Of October, with an introduction by our park superintendent, Mike Flom, and then the partners will speak. And also we have American Horse School, the middle school, is bringing down 160 of their students, and some of them will be performing what's called the grass dance, which is a stomping down of the grass around where we will be releasing the bison, so like a welcoming of the bison into the range.
Should make for a fun celebration. Would you detail the current capacity and how opening more acres to the bison changes things within the park?
Sure. Currently, our bison range is, for the most part, the west end of the north unit. And I know that's a lot of directions, but simply put, Badlands National Park is kind of like an hourglass from the north unit to the south unit. And of course the center portion is the squeeze portion where it crosses Highway 44. Well, same can be said for the north unit. It's kind of like an hourglass. There's the wilderness area on the west and the more developed area on the kind of what would be southeast. And in the center portion is kind of where we're going to be opening more grazing land. So currently, like I said, the wilderness area in the north unit is the current grazing habitat. And our current capacity of just the north unit, the wilderness area right now, is around 1,000 head of bison. Currently, we are at probably somewhere around 1,200 after calving season this spring. And typically we have a roundup in the fall where we cull the herd and allow the intertribal bison cooperative to take the excess and distribute as they would like to. We did not have a bison roundup this year, but we are opening this new range to bison. And once we open the new range, take the fences down, and we already have the new fences up, which are basically boundary fences to the new land, our carry capacity is going to be depending on, of course, availability of water and grass. All biologists believe that our new grazing capacity and new carrying capacity is going to be somewhere around 1,500. Hmm. Now, we're not going to bring more bison in probably at this time, but we will allow our current herd to expand out into the new range.
Sure. Tell me how this enhances a person's visit to the park, those looking to see bison maybe for the first time in their lives.
Well, our main access road in the north unit is Highway 240. And through the center portion of the north unit, that road transitions right through amazing Badlands photography opportunities and just scenic vistas. And now, on top of that, we will have the potential to see bison in their native habitat along that road. While before, it was a gravel road that extended basically west from Highway 240 where you could see bison. And then often you could see them at a great distance. And now, with the opening of the new section, we have the opportunity to see bison right there, practically walking down the road. As a matter of fact, that might be a safety issue that we may come upon in the near future, of bison walking right down the middle of the road.
Blaine Kortemeyer is our guest, Chief of Resource Education at Badlands National Park. You talked a little bit about some of the projects that have already taken place there. And you mentioned new fence and new cattle guards. 43 miles of new fence, that's a lot.
Yeah, when you add up the sections of boundary fence that needed to be upgraded, plus some sections that didn't necessarily have quality fencing to try and keep the bison as best we can in the new range and in the park, it all added up to right at that number.
Explain the partnership, which is both public and private, and the fundraising effort that worked toward this goal.
Sure. Well, the partnership started way back in 2014 when a local landowner was able to trade some of his land for Forest Service property, which opened up a portion of what's going to become the new range. So right there, we have a local landowner and the United States Forest Service with Buffalo Gap National Grassland teaming together to help us transition into this new range. And then the money had to happen. We ended up having a need of $1.2 million to accomplish this. And of that number, $740,000 of it, or just a little over $740,000, was contributed by the folks involved with the Nature Conservancy, the World Wildlife Fund, the National Park Foundation, Defenders of Wildlife, Badlands Natural History Association, and the brand new Badlands National Park Conservancy. So these groups teamed up and through their efforts and through their membership's efforts raised $743,000, and then the park contributed just under half a million, $475,000 to be exact, to build this new fence, put in these new cattle guards to allow the bison into their new range.
Yeah, and it looks like most, if not all, of those organizations are going to be present Friday to be presenters or take part in the ceremony in some way or another.
That's correct. Each contributing member will have an opportunity to speak to what it basically means to them and their membership that this new range is available to our growing herd potentially.
Yeah. Getting back to the herd, Blaine, and you may have touched on this already, how does calving and the fluctuation of numbers work as you look to protect the health and welfare of the park's herd?
Sure. Well, our diversity of our herd is exceptionally important to us. And keeping a number right around 1,000 means that as the bulls and the cows continue to interbreed, that if we keep a number somewhere around 1,000 or above, that interbreeding and genetic diversity stays good and solid. So keeping that number up there. And every year, depending, of course, on environmental conditions, drought or whatever, we have in the ballpark of 200 to 300 new calves every spring. So to keep our herd at the prime, which potentially is going to be 1,500 as, the bison find their way into the new land, if we can keep that number above 1,000, then it's genetically diverse enough that our bison will stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the grassland, the prairie, is so dependent on the bison hooves to mix up the soil and as so the prairie goes, so does the bison herd.
What about the park as far as information goes? Maybe more information on this return of the bison celebration Friday, and just in general, a good place to go online or where would you send people?
Sure. Obviously to Ben Rafael Visitor Center. We will have information here on the new range and bison safety messages, because now we'll have more bison potentially mingling, in and amongst our typical visitor areas along Highway 240. So safety messages will be, paramount as the bison tend to come what would be southeast more along Highway 240. The program held on Friday, I'm going to be going Facebook Live, and I'll be putting out a Facebook post to all of our followers at the release site. So to see these, I think we have right now 4 bulls that have found their way up to our corral, and we've got them ready to be released into the new area. So I'll be going Facebook Live on my phone. There's a great signal right there at that location to show people what it's like for bison to see this land for the first time. That's going to be a really cool event. So look forward to that.
Blaine Kortemeyer is Chief of Resource Education at Badlands National Park. He visited with SDPB Steve Zwemke yesterday. The return of the bison celebration is this Friday at the park at 11 a.m.